Heavy rains on Friday washed away a life-saving bridge in eastern Equatoria State, cutting off communities in Owinkibul village. Atepi Bridge, which previously linked farmers from eastern Equatoria to markets in other parts of South Sudan and Uganda, has been the lifeline for communities who depend on farming for their livelihood. Albala Remy, the State Minister of Roads and Bridges, says his office has no money to fix the bridge.
The most likely thing that we are to do will be to write a document to the national government to at least give some support. The state has no money. The state is completely flat. That is the main challenge we have.
Okeny Ben Francis, a youth leader in Owinkibul, says some local residents have relocated to Uganda in search of service delivery.
Situation is very bad, really, because some people are out the bridge, some in that side, some are that side. Those of that side, they don't have anything. Any grinding mill, fuel, everything is there, not there. The distance from Owinkibul to Uganda even is very far. Those people, they need to go to Grand and up to Uganda, almost 30 kilometers. The government, they're not doing anything.
Angelo Ringama, chairperson of the Panyikwara community, says the collapsed bridge has cut off residents from all nearby villages.
This thing has affected community seriously because where the bridge is the central place of crossing. Crossing to their farmland, crossing to the military barrack, also to the school. And on this other side, they also have a health center. Schools are also on this side. But what has affected them most is the farm, because the farm is on across the road.
The United Nations estimates that more 5.4 million people are expected to face floods in South Sudan this year. Regional meteorologists predict an increased above normal rainfall between July to October that could force Lake Victoria to overflow the Nile River and affect dozens of South Sudanese communities. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonye reporting from Juba.